I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The President of the United States has challenged leading scientists to better understand how the human brain works by establishing the BRAIN Initiative, which stands for Brain Research Through Advancing Innovative Neurotechnologies. An MUSC scientist, Dr. Joseph Helpern, was selected to be a part of this research initiative. Dr. Helpern is a professor of radiology and director of the MUSC Center for Biomedical Imaging. Dr. Helpern, you were invited to participate in the White House Brain Initiative meeting. Can you give us an update about how brain imaging is being used in this collaborative research project?
Brain imaging is one of the critical technologies that is used in medicine and research these days to study brain function. And the technology that's being developed is advancing at a very fast pace. I don't think anyone 30 years ago predicted MRI would be such a revolutionary application. We're looking for the next MRI application.
And are there new ways to use the MRI, for example, in this brain initiative research that's going on?
Yes, they're looking for what are called transformative technologies. So one thing that's exciting about the field of MRI, and the reason why it's been growing so rapidly over the past several years, is that there doesn't seem to be an end to our ability to exploit its applications in different areas of biophysics and studying psychiatric disorders, neurodegenerative disorders, including stroke, traumatic brain injury.
And is there additional new technology on the horizon for this type of research in addition to MRI?
Yes, some of the technology that we reviewed at this meeting was quite innovative. I can't actually discuss the specifics of some of the proposals because they're proprietary until they're funded. Some of the ideas were pretty crazy. It's kind of like we're reviewing someone who's proposing to build a time machine, and we have to assess as experts whether or not that could be a reality.
So a lot of theoretical and high-level thinking at this point.
Absolutely. These grants have been going on for 2 years, and basically they're asking scientists to think way outside the box, not just a little bit outside the box.
And has anyone in this group thrown out a timeline? I mean, what really is possible? What are the guesses about where we might be headed next?
Well, the foundations for, again, a technology like MRI were laid in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was a full-fledged, mature technology in the field of medicine by the mid-80s. So it was a very rapid rise from idea to implementation. The technologies that we're looking at today, I think with the right planning and proof of concept, many of them might go the same course. In other words, it takes several years. We have to prove that it's safe and that it does what we expect it to do and that it's useful. And then there's a cost involved. So there's a lot of boundaries that we have to stay within in developing these technologies.
It's very exciting. This is an exciting collaborative project.
It is. It really is a refreshing aspect of funding science in the United States because, as you know, the funding levels of the National Institutes of Health have been under challenge in the last few years, which tends to drive scientists towards more safe type of research that has a higher chance of getting funded. And so this is a breath of fresh air because it allows us to think and to dream a little bit about what could be if we had the funding.
Dr. Helpern, thank you so much for providing this update about brain imaging and also the Brain Initiative.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.